This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Your testimony. So what was the purpose of saying that and doing that? Did it need to be done? Of course not. But beyond that it didn't need to be done, doing it was for what purpose? I can't understand it. And I'm embarrassed that the President of the United States would do that to this woman.
All right, that's Senator Kamala Harris talking about Donald Trump mocking Dr. Ford the other day. There was a lot of reaction still hanging in the balance a day later as the process moves forward for confirmation or not to confirm. I think it's going to be a very long weekend because Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, set the key Kavanaugh vote for Friday. Woo! And that's where we are, friends. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It's not just about Washington. There's other buzz in the backyard. Seven cops were shot in South Carolina for just serving a warrant. Very sad, sad situation. One dies. The others are injured in various states and taken to hospitals. Very, very depressing. I mean, what is it that happens when you sign up to be somebody who protects and serves, and then you go to do a simple warrant? Was gut bomb for a lot of people, not just the people in South Carolina or in that town or that county, Florence County, but I think people everywhere are starting to say, yeah, this something's got to give. But as much as we say that, what are the solutions to that? That should have been a process that did not end up certainly in that horrific way in the end, where you have a 52-year-old, 30-year veteran of the force dead as a result and will be in the ground in a couple of days. And how horrible for his family and for all the people around him and for the people that, frankly, he knew in the community for a very, very, very long time. So you heard what Kamala Harris had to say, and one of the things that the president said is, look, the U.S. is with Kavanaugh all the way. He said on Wednesday that his Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, is what people want, that there was such enthusiasm and energy for the judge. And look at the polls. Then the polls show that something big is happening. He's a fine man, a great intellect. The country is with him all the way. Recent polls have indicated that nationwide opposition to Kavanaugh increased in the days following his hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday. Kavanaugh and Dr. Ford, the first woman to publicly accuse him of sexual assault, testified, as we all know, last week regarding the allegations. And then there was the fallout from that, and the polls, depending on the poll, it goes in different directions, just like everything else. It depends on if it's a more unbiased poll or it leans to the right or it leans to the left. Shocker that you can manipulate polls, but some of them have the approval of Kavanaugh pretty high, and some don't have them quite as high. Let's put it that way. Ultimately, McConnell set the key vote, and the senators get the review from the FBI, but it's a deal where they're saying it's a restricted thing. They got one copy that's being made available to the senators, under restricted conditions. So that's it. So they're being told they get to review the supplemental background, and the one copy is there, and they get to take turns viewing it. I'm really serious. In one-hour increments. One copy for the United States Senate. One copy. Dick Durbin went nuts over this, saying, get this one copy, really? We try to reserve some time to read it. This is ridiculous. But part of the reason is because of the leaks and saying it might sound bizarre, but this is why we're not doing it. We need a secure compartmented information facility, and that's what they have. So that's what you have to do. And check this out. So Senator Bob Corker and the gang, what they have to do to review it, they have to go to the Capitol Visitor Center. I know exactly where that is. The space is large enough to hold a large group of senators. That's where they have to go. So Corker is saying he's urged McConnell and the Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley to make multiple copies, but they're not doing that. So as it stands now, this is the way it goes, that the report is going to be that way, and then ultimately it's looking like most likely over the weekend is the vote, unless it all wraps up Friday, because how they decide how ultimately what happens, we don't know till they get to that point. So let's put it that way. Senator Collins, people are stalking her, the reporter. She's saying nothing. And then Lisa Murkowski, the other senator who could be the swing vote, she's complaining about her space being invaded and just trying to get away from the Capitol. And then Jeff Flake is another one where I don't think he is any kind of a swing vote, but if, one time you hear something he says and another time you hear a different thing he says, he's flaking out in different directions. His name is perfect for that. So he's not holding true to what he leads you to believe. And, you've got these protests that are going on. You have these vigils that are going on. You've got protests on all sides of this. I mean, I'll say this. We live in a democracy, and it's clear, because you do have the right to express your opinion. This is what I love about talk radio. This is what I love about living in America. We're not living in Russia, where they're telling us what to think, and they're pumping state-run radio into our living rooms, which, by the way, that's what happens. Same thing in China. You don't get to, flip dials, decide what you want to hear. Oh, no. You get the choices made for you. So that's the brilliance of democracy. But, boy, it just seems like it's like we're pit bulls going at each other. That's what we see. So you have protests all the way around on this. And I don't know, where does it go? I don't have the vote. You don't have the vote. I have connections to many of these senators. When I say that, people I know that work with them in some capacity. And it is like, I keep saying, it's like reading the tea leaves, because one time you talk to him, it's looking like it could go this way. The next time you talk to him, it could go that way. And I think that's part of the ruse, because any of the potential swing vote people that I mentioned, well, they're not going to unleash the hounds and say for sure what they're going to do. And now they've put themselves in that spot where they're the undecided. So the undecided is not going to unleash their vote until it actually happens. Especially with the rabidness of the national media covering Washington, D.C., and the local media covering Washington, D.C., because you got to get the story first, so they want to know the answers, and they're not getting the answers. It's why it is very much wait and see, my friends. All right, hang with us. Much more coming up as we look back at the day, including the sad story of those officers who are fallen in South Carolina. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Tonight, I'll tell you what, coming up, we go into the vault. It's a new segment I'm doing, Into the Vault, when I can go into the vault. And if you missed it, I had a great conversation with Dick Stolle. So what's the scoop on Dick Stolle? He was well known for his work at Life Magazine, a journalist, magazine editor. He joined them in 1953. But what's really wild is he was an editor at Life when President John F. Kennedy was assassinated, and he met with Abraham Zapruder to buy the rights for the Zapruder film, which showed the details of the shooting in Dealey Plaza. So Stolle has said the Zapruder film is the single most fascinating thing he has seen in his career as a journalist, and he is 90-some years old. So he's an interesting character, and I feel very fortunate that I was able to have a conversation with Dick Stolle about the Zapruder film and his recollections of what happened, the reaction to it, and that kind of stuff. And you don't want to miss that. Into the Vault, coming up around the bend here next on ATN. And then a conversation with a Dawn Zier, all new conversation about, what do you do when you go out and you're trying to just eat better, right? We don't have to just eat constant crap. I mean, listen, do I want to live a life where you're not eating some pizza here and there? You're not eating, I don't know, a slice of chocolate cake or diving into the Doritos, whatever your food is that's not great for you. And especially when this new study comes out that shows One in three adults eat fast food every day. Now, that is not great, right? I mean, how many times are you eating fast food a day? But I get it, the grab and go, right? Grab and go the food. But because of that whole idea of putting calories on the menu, now when you go to eat, have you noticed this? You go out to eat, and, I mean, even if you're doing good, you look good, whatever, I don't know, there's something about seeing those calories, it's freaky, isn't it? Like, it's like things you think aren't that many calories are, wow, like your whole allotment for the day. So we have a great conversation on Forbes Books at Bedtime with Dawn Zier, which we have a couple of conversations with her a month. And in this case, we talk about, okay, well, what's some good options? And she hit on one that is my absolute favorite meal. We'll see if you can pick it up. It's like my favorite. And she said it, and I knew it. But it's interesting, and I thought about it today because I'll just say I had a salad for lunch, a salad. So imagine one in three adults fast food on any given day. A federal study to look at how often that happens, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released the numbers. It's based on a survey of 10,000 adults over 4 years. And they didn't find a difference between men and women. Didn't. Higher income families ate fast food more often than lower income families. And black people, they say, African Americans, ate it more than other ethnic groups when they broke that down. Of course, high calorie fast food leads to the things we know that aren't great for us, obviously, and could be the ultimate deal for us, heart disease with clogged arteries. But like I said, easy to say that it's not a big deal. Easy to say that, you know, you can get around it, but then you get stuck. Now, being stuck, oh, I mean, stuck is not even the word. Disgusted, outraged, whatever you want to say. So you got seven law enforcement officers that, a police officer's dead. Seven law enforcement officers were hit. One other was shot in Florence. They have somebody in custody for this. But I'm sorry, you know, I read the story about the police officer, just so sad. And this was about serving a warrant. If they're serving a warrant. And there was a 20-year-old guy inside the house and was alive. They were able to take him into custody. And it's again, just terrible. They started to hear these reports initially that three deputies and two City of Florence officers have been shot. That happened around 7:45 Eastern, and there were hostages. Kids were hostages, so it turned into an unbelievable nightmare is what it turned into, and it was supposed to be serving a warrant. That's what it was supposed to be, and the cop killings have to stop. I don't get it. This used to be the territory you did not tread on. Pat is listening to us, I think, in Wisconsin. Hey, Pat.
Hi, Kate. See, I was just listening to you talk about the officers killed and wounded, and it strikes me, and I don't want nobody to take this wrong, that I don't have feeling and the most compassion for them and their families and the job they do and everything, but why is it in America the only time we hear about this killing is every time it's a cop, it's nationwide news. Grandma can get killed in a rocking chair on the porch, or a little girl on the playground, or hundreds of people killed every day in the country and all kinds of crimes, and there's not a word said about it, but when a cop is killed, it's nationwide news. Wouldn't we be better off to address the crime and the total nation and the immorality and not just when an officer is killed?
Oh, I think we should always address that. I agree with you. It shouldn't be just about something that's easier to highlight, although I think it is horrific, and I think that if there is a targeting thing that happens in this case, I think it was one of those domestic violence calls and somebody going out, and then that's what happens, and then other people respond, and it turns into a nightmare. But you bring up, Pat, a really good point. Shouldn't all of it be part of what we talk about? Shouldn't there be more conversation about morality, how people are feeling, what's going on out there that people are snapping the way they are. And then you hear, sometimes you hear, well, no, that guy was really a good guy, and I knew him for a while down the street. It's not always, oh, they were crazed and they were wild. Something's wrong, and we're missing connection, and that's part of it, Pat. Thanks for bringing that up, and thanks for calling. And I think he hit on something that we've hit on before in America Tonight. Other people have talked about it. We've had psychologists on saying, connect. Technology, the us against them mentality, the isolation of people. Is it worse than it's been before? Is it that there's more people? Is it a combination of all those things? And it is a combination of all of those things. And it isn't just police officers. But it used to be that you wouldn't do that. I mean, just wouldn't, you know, do that. You wouldn't shoot at officers because you call the officers in certain situations and they would help you. And it wouldn't be, okay, I'm wild about what's happening here. So they take a suspect into custody. The kids weren't hurt. It was a two-hour standoff in this upscale neighborhood just outside of Florence, South Carolina. And they had a bulletproof vehicle, basically, that had to be used to rescue the wounded officers because the man had the kids inside for 2 hours. They wouldn't say why they were serving a warrant. They didn't name him or the wounded officers or give the conditions, because I keep digging into this. We still haven't found any of that. We do know the officer who died, Terrence Carraway, 52, 30 years as a police officer, and he died. So he had a family. Terrible thing, that's for sure. And it's terrible, really, in the that violence, things are leading people in violent directions for what? We don't know the details exactly of this story, but there is no story you can say that will make you think, oh, well, yeah, that's how sadly that reaction happened. No. There's no excuse for ending someone's life. There's no reason, of course. No. That's, you know, where you just go after somebody, whether they're a cop or, you know, whoever it might be. We're kind of at that subtle, not even subtle, we're at that snapping point, right? And I hate to just play into all of that, but he's right. There are things that are unreported, and if you knew everything that was reported, boy, you'd walk around, you'd be hard-pressed not to be depressed over some of what you're hearing that's happening as far as getting attacked or houses getting broken into, people getting shot here and there. Ugh. Awful. Thanks so much to all of you for listening. Dick Stahl, you don't want to miss him. Coming up next, the Pruder film. I feel so privileged to have interviewed him as we go into the vault and then Don Zier. Hang with us here on ATN.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The FBI is expected to send its findings in the investigation into sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh to Capitol Hill soon. Three moderate Republican senators didn't like President Trump's mocking of Christine Blasey Ford during the rally last night in Mississippi and neither did Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
President Trump's outright mockery of a sexual assault survivor, riddled as it was with falsehoods, was reprehensible beneath the office of the presidency and beneath common decency from one person to another.
White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway.
She's been treated like a Fabergé egg by all of us, beginning with me and the president. He's pointing out factual inconsistencies. Do you have corroboration for her claims? Have you found, can you fill in her memory gaps or her factual inconsistencies?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
About this often here on America Tonight, the assassination of JFK. As so many of you know, our satellite facility where I am for the GCN network is in Dallas, Texas, probably about, maybe 10 miles tops from the grassy knoll. And ever since the president was assassinated on November 22nd, 1963, a lot of people have talked about different conspiracy theories. There certainly have been many books written about it, and a lot of push and pull on what happened to JFK, and certainly what happened to the city of Dallas. And a lot of people that come to the city go to the book depository, and they can actually soak in some of the history and different workings that they have going on there, different pieces about what's happened and how it was written and portrayed by different journalists and whatnot. And we have one of those journalists with us right now, Dick Stolle. He is the journalist who actually got the Zapruder film for Life exclusively 50 years ago. Dick, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure, Kate.
What was it? First of all, take us through the steps of what happened. I mean, I'm sure you've done this with other people, but bear with us. But that day, and as everything was unfolding and all the chaos, what was it like for you?
Well, I was based in L.A. I was the L.A. bureau chief for Life. We got the news. Another reporter and two photographers and I jumped on plane, flew to Dallas, And I was setting up a kind of a temporary bureau in the Adolphus Hotel right downtown when I got a phone call from a stringer, that is a part-time correspondent for Life, a woman named Patsy Swank. She had spent the afternoon at the Dallas Police Department and had gone home to fix dinner for her kids. She got a phone call from a reporter friend who said he'd heard from a cop. Now, this is the way these things go. Who had heard that a businessman had been in Dealey Plaza with a movie camera and had photographed the assassination. And I thought, wow. And she said he couldn't spell the name, but this is how he pronounced it. And I picked up the phone book and ran my finger down the Z's, and there was Zapruder, Abraham, just the way she pronounced it. So I started calling him, and about 11 o'clock at night, I reached him, very weary voice answering. I identified myself, asked a few questions. Yes, he had been in Dealey Plaza. Yes, he had photographed it. And yes, he had seen the film himself. And I asked him if I could come out right then. And this was a man... This was a man who had seen a murder that afternoon.
Wow.
And he asked me very sincerely, please don't. And sometimes in his business, you know, you have to push, and sometimes you feel that pushing is not a very good idea. And thank God I came to the second conclusion. and so... He said, please come to my garment factory at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, Saturday. I got there at 8, and because I was pretty sure other reporters would have heard the same thing, as indeed did happen. So at 8 o'clock that morning, there were two Secret Service agents in his office, and he said he was about to show the film to them. Showing their inability to do their most important job, which is to protect the President of the United States. So we showed the film to the three of us, and it was that familiar snaking around Dealey Plaza, and the first shot, or actually the first shot missed, the second shot, which hit Kennedy and then went into Governor Connally. And then a few seconds later, this awful, awful frame 313 where the whole top of the president's head flies up into the air.
Yeah.
Kate, the sound you just made is the sound that all three of us made when we saw that headshot. It was as if we had been gut punched simultaneously.
Wow. And then the decision comes, as you say, this is so overwhelming almost to see this, and then life decides you're going to feature this, and you publish about, what, 30 frames of it in black and white? Is that what happened?
22 the first time. We did not publish in that first issue. We did not publish the headshot, the frame 313. We just felt, on behalf of the Kennedy family, they had been through enough. They didn't have to see that.
Yeah, wow. And, you know, Life magazine, even from what I understand, if I'm right about this, just a few years afterwards, even had a film lab try to, you know, make a copy of the original. And, of course, I can imagine there must have been massive requests. And then there was the investigation, the Warren Commission and all of that. Were they breathing down your throat with the Warren Commission, I can imagine? Because they had the frames, you know,
well,
obviously.
We started making copies of the film right away. For one thing, that film was very fragile, and it deteriorates quickly. So we started making copies right away. And we gave them to all law enforcement, local, state, and federal. We gave it to the Warren Commission. We gave it to the FBI, the CIA, the Secret Service. We sent, when Jim Garrison had that trial of Clay Shaw down in New Orleans, we sent a copy down there because he subpoenaed it. But we did not And partly this is because Zapruder said to me when we were negotiating, he said, I do not want this film exploited. And he used the word exploit again and again. And so I conveyed this to the Life people, and that was what competition was one reason, of course, but another was to try to honor Mr. Zapruder's feelings about the film. We did not sell it to, we sold individual frames to European picture magazines. We never sold the film itself to either television or to motion pictures.
And the, and you know, the conversations you have with Zapruder, and the, as you mentioned, the three of you standing there and watching it, which is just so wild to even think about that. It was one of those moments where he was excited, and he was filming the president, and he just happened to have his home video camera rolling. Is that how pretty much it went down?
Well, he was an 8mm buff. He did a lot of filming of family and kids and employees. And when the people in the office heard that the president's motorcade was coming half a block away, they all said, Mr. Z is what they called him, you've got to bring your movie camera in. Now, there were a lot of coincidences, and here's one. It was raining when he got up that morning, and he left his camera at home. And when he got to the office, they asked, where's your camera? And he said, the weather was terrible. Well, it cleared up, the sun came out, and they persuaded him to drive all the way back home and get his camera. He was that close to never taking these pictures. Then he went out onto duty. He wasn't going to shoot from his office. He was on, I think, the seventh floor of the building overlooking Dealey Plaza. He couldn't see very much from there, so he walked down. He found the one place on an abutment, the one place where he could photograph the entire thing from beginning to end. And he was always, even when he was speaking to me, he was embarrassed by the fact that this middle-aged garment manufacturer had taken pictures of this momentous event, whereas all of these world-famous photographers who were covering the president were back in the press bus and didn't get a single frame.
Oh, wow. And so you go through this process, you have this Zapruder film, and, you know, constantly it's a source of information and I think horror for some people. Just, there's so many things that it conjures up, there's no doubt about it. And Life magazine couldn't have been bigger then, and you go on, you move on to other assignments. But were you always, because of now what's happened, your relationship to this story, are you always, in your lifetime, have you been fascinated by all the things that have been written and said about that day? And there's also conspiracy theories and whatnot. Do you pay attention to all of that, Dick?
Oh, I've been following it for 50 years. I'm actually named in two conspiracy theories.
Mm.
That
you are.
I'm part of the conspiracy. I have to say, Kate, that Mr. Zapruder himself felt that Lee Harvey Oswald was this lone shooter and did it on his own. And I came to this conclusion fairly quickly, and in 50 years of reading many books and listening to a lot of conspiracy theories, some of which are very well done and very credible, but I believe that it was Lee Harvey Oswald by himself with no help.
All right, perfect place to end this. What a pleasure, Dick, to have you on the show. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Kate, thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Don Zier, and it's always interesting to talk to Don about food and what we do in our normal lives. I'm busy. I'm a speaker. I've got this crazy road swing that I'm on, and luckily for me, I take Nutrisystem food with me, and I try to avoid eating out as much as I can, but you can't always avoid that, so it's a question of, I would imagine, eating smart when you're eating out, and what are some of the things that you can do? So who better to talk to about that than Dawn? Dawn, as always, thanks so much for joining us.
Nice to be here.
How important is it to plan ahead?
It's so important because, you know, part of life is, part of the social elements of our life is eating out. So with Nutrisystem, we give people flexibility so they can eat out, but we try to give them a tool so that they can be prepared. And one of the things that is really important is to think ahead. So one of the things that I like to do is always look at the menu before I get to the restaurant. So I kind of know what I want to order, you know, what looks good, what looks healthy.
You know, it's funny, when I go out with friends, no matter where we go, a restaurant we've been, somewhere new, everyone will look at me and say, salad? And the answer's always yes. I will always have a salad. I'll have some grilled chicken or some salmon on it. Always, 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 because that's the way I control my desire, frankly, to look at the menu and find the most calorie-laden thing on it, because that's what I really want. But I know the next day I'll wish I hadn't. So talk about the importance of understanding what's on the menu, whether you're planning ahead or sitting in the restaurant. So, for instance, I know that sometimes in some restaurants you can order the salad and it turns out to be a terrible choice because of things like what's on the salad or the dressing. How do we know, for instance, in the case of a salad, whether it's a good salad or actually as unhealthy a choice as any other you could make?
Well, a lot of salads are shockingly high in calories. So it's something I think we all think, oh, I'll have a salad, it's really healthy. But often you can have like a petite filet or something for less calories. So you do have to be careful. All the things you think should be on a salad, the quote, not fun stuff, are good to have. Lettuce, tomatoes, onions, things like that. But once you start adding the fried tortilla strips, the honey roasted nuts, cheeses, creamy dressings, the calorie and fat counts just get boosted, and it's higher than you could even imagine. So, you know, portion distortion is also at play because a lot of times salads are exceptionally big and can feed more than one person again. So I like the idea of what you're saying, Greg. Add the shrimp, add the grilled chicken. One of the things I do, always salad dressing on the side, and you don't pour. I never pour salad dressing on my salad. I will do tiny dips. And just gives me a little sneak. You know, you put it on the fork before you actually put the food on the fork and you get a little taste. But at the end of the day, you find you have at least half the salad dressing left. And that's where a lot of the calories come from in these creamy sort of dressings. But, you know, salad can be an enemy in disguise. Usually it's a good choice, but you really do have to be careful. For example, you know, if you're look at our eating out guide, Applebee's grilled shrimp and spinach salad sounds really healthy, but it's over 1,000 calories and has 66 grams of fat. So nobody would guess that.
Mm. Wow. So the good news is what you just said, Dawn, is to get the dressing on the side, just dip it a little bit, and then you notice that you have half of it. I do that same thing. And I think that's a huge tip for anybody listening because there is that tendency to get the salad. But often, too, I find that some people think if it's a little pieces of food and maybe there's more of it, if maybe it's not that bad. Somebody once told me, well, just have the wings. The wings aren't that bad, but wings can't be that good for you, right?
Wings are the worst. As good as they are, I know we all love them, but I avoid wings like the plague, even though they're so good. Just one serving of medium buffalo wings can pack on over 1,000 calories. And how many of those calories are from fat? Just about half. So, you know, one night out for dinner should never take over your calorie allotment for the day, and this one gets pretty close. So I think wings are pretty much to be avoided. Though, you know, as we know, when you order the wings, often celery and carrots come with that, and those are good things to dip a little bit into the sauce.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the celery and the carrots. We're talking with Dawn Zier. She's the president and CEO of Nutrisystem. I'm glad you brought up the carrots and the celery because the other thing that has a way of showing up on the table is the bread and butter. Now, I just have trained myself to say no thank you and discourage them from leaving it on the table, or at least near me if I'm with friends. But talk about what the impact is if you habitually are spreading butter on bread and eating it before you even eat dinner.
Yeah, it's so good. I mean, bread and butter is like an amazing food, right? It's just everybody seems to love it. But again, it is a culprit. So one of the things that I've learned to do is I avoid butter. So I'll have bread. I may have a little olive oil with it. But the problem with the bread at dinner is it fills you up before the healthier food arrives, and it's hard just to have one piece. So I think your tip of just sending it away is probably a good one. Otherwise, you have to be really disciplined and, you know, one piece maybe, but, we all know how hard it is to do. And again, those are empty calories, not really healthy calories and, you know, fill you up before you get a dinner that you could really enjoy. And we're not saying here don't have anything good when you go out. You can, and we'll talk a lot. There are a lot of healthy, good items on menus that you can choose from, but it comes down to the smart choices. Bread is one that you should skip.
Yeah, so what would you suggest when you look at a menu? What are some of the healthier directions you can go in, Dawn?
Well, one of the things that always has surprised me, did you ever go to a restaurant and they list all the calories on the menu and then you want to run out as fast as you walk in?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a little depressing, but one of the things that surprises me always is how much how low in calories a good piece of steak can be, like a petite filet. And I think I was with my son at Texas Roadhouse, right, which you would say to yourself, never go there if you're trying to lose weight. But after looking at everything on the menu, I found the petite filet, the Dallas petite filet, actually was relatively low in calories, and I could really have a nice, enjoyable dinner with a small petite steak, some grilled vegetables, a little salad, and it was really very, very good. So I think the chickens, the fish, even the non-fatty steaks, really, really, really good choices. And again, you have to watch for certain words or things to stay away from. Of course, we all know about fried. Pan-fried somehow sounds healthier than fried. It's really not. You know, battered, scalloped, creamy. These are words that we want to avoid and head more towards roasted, grilled, baked. Those usually are the better choices, foods that are roasted, grilled, or baked.
It's interesting, Dawn, but one of the things I've learned as I've lost weight over the last couple of years is I used to have very little comprehension of what these words meant. Like you said, you know, pan-fried sounds healthier, and I've educated myself about that, and that's been useful. But the other thing that I've done is I've overcome my fear of asking. I will say to the waiter, how is that prepared? And if I'm still confused, I'll actually drill down more and sometimes even say, I'm looking for a healthy option. What can you suggest? And when they make a suggestion, maybe they don't understand what's healthy and what's not. I'll drill down even further than that. Do you find and do you recommend that people really ask and really take responsibility for what they're eating to make sure what they're getting is as healthy as they want it to be?
I don't think asking hurts. Again, it depends on the nutritional savviness of your waiter and the person that you're asking. What I'm finding is at a lot of restaurants these days, they do note on the menu which are the healthier options, and I find that to be very, very helpful because it automatically at least narrows down your choices to a group of options that you can select from. And, you know, again, the good news is you can go out, you can have a reasonable dinner that's not going to break your diet, that tastes good, and then you're enjoying the socialization. You know, you can even have a glass of wine or a beer. The key is just don't have too many.
Yeah, I like that you brought that up because people, they talk about that, the booze part of it. Oh, no, I can never have another glass of wine, but that's not true, right?
You know, it's empty calories, right? So there's not a lot of benefit of having, you know, a glass of beer or wine, but it is a big part of, again, the socialization aspect. And, you know, one glass of wine is 120 calories. So if you think about that and think you want that to be one of your smart carbs for the day, it's perfectly fine. And if you go out, everybody wants to indulge a bit. Now, personally, I have a sweet tooth, so I prefer to indulge with a little bit of dessert. Many people prefer to indulge with a little bit of wine or beer, and that's totally fine. You just have to, it always comes down to making smart choices.
A perfect place to end this, smart choices. President and CEO of Nutrisystem, Dawn Zier, thanks so much.
Great, thanks.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.